Hello.
Oh, hey, Ricardo. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the credit card that we have on file.
Oh yeah, it's not working anymore.
No wonder. Yeah, it says decline 4, which means sometimes there's like fraudulent activity on it. Did the bank
Yeah.
send you a new one or?
No, well, the thing is, yeah, I don't really have the company anymore.
Okay.
So, is there any way I can cancel the service?
Not with a past due balance, but let me give you some options because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 21st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $299 past due balance. And like I said, we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance.
Okay,
But
when is my last day? Like, when would be? So I don't know when it is that they when is it that like if I pay the balance, when is it the
The 18th of October would be the last that you could pay it before incurring another charge because your next bill would be due on October 21st. So right now you're only past due for the 1 month, but come October 21st, it would reoccur another charge. So right now
Okay.
it's just $299. But couple of questions, only because I do see that you're getting some solid results on the dashboard. How come you're wanting to cancel?
What do you mean? What's all the results? There's nothing.
It's saying 531 Facebook ads clicks, 9 local leads coming through Google. The website is up and running. Have you seen richeshandymanservices.com by chance?
Yeah,
Okay.
but I haven't got any leads at all.
Okay, let me look here because there's one piece of the puzzle that it says that you added us as a manager to the Google listing, but I'm not sure
No,
if
I
that's.
didn't. It was one of the guys that were trying to help me because I never got the Google. I never got what do you call it?
The PIN
Like proof.
verification code?
Yeah, I never got approved, like, because I couldn't get something about the registered that I had to be registered because of that my
Okay.
business.
So you don't have to get approved necessarily to do the local Google My Business, but for Google Guaranteed Ads you do. But I show that we're not doing Google Guaranteed Ads. It's not available for all areas and all industries. So I would think that we could get this handled for you, but it could be that whoever went in and tried to add us as a manager, maybe it didn't go through properly. Did you have that person just kind of go through the email that we sent, or do you know how they did it?
Yeah, well, I mean, he was trying to, I guess, help me, get like the video verification. He was trying to, so he kind of set an example, and then he put himself as a somebody who manages the
I see that. It says client to do live video verification. That note was on September 20th. So I wonder if it was James that called you. It was a man, not a woman?
Yes, it was a man.
A man. Okay, yeah, because we have James in April that handles that. So if it was a man, it must have been James.
Right.
So, okay, well, good. If you did that process, that's a very important part of the puzzle. And I
No, I
always,
tried to do it. I
huh?
tried to do it, and it never went through.
Oh, it never went through. Okay, so hold
No,
on.
because they wouldn't accept it. Yeah, they wouldn't accept it. And then
Okay.
I've done it plenty of times, and it just doesn't work. I don't know what's going on, but
And
so yeah,
it
that's why I want to
does.
cancel because I haven't gotten anything. I'm just wasting money.
Okay. So I do want to let you know that sometimes because of the, criteria that Google has, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to verify a business. So there's a couple of things that I can do for you. Number one is if your intention is just to cancel, I don't see that you would need that extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So I could take those off and that would lower your subscription to just $199. Okay? A lot of people do that while they're waiting for a verification if it's taking longer, like it is in your case, because once the listing gets verified and your phone's ringing with new business and you see a solid return on investment, you could always call back and put those Facebook ads on later, but that's something that might be an option for you, okay? One thing I also could do to kind of help you out on the back end is, once the account's up to speed, I can give you an extra 2 weeks for free. So, for instance, let's see here. Today's the 29th. So, with the extra 2 weeks, you would be paid in full all the way until November 13th. Okay? Now, my intention in doing that, Ricardo, is to give you plenty of time to get that video verification to stick. I can have our Google Advanced department call you and kind of walk you through it, get your business on the first page and ringing with new clients, and then keep in mind you're still on a month-to-month program. So come November 13th, if for any reason you still, you know, don't want to continue, which I know that you will because you're going to see a profit, right? But let's say that you didn't. You can call back and cancel and you wouldn't have any further charges, but that way at least you'd get some more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I think that might be a good option for you.
Okay. So I know, I mean, the only thing is right now I got to get another card. And then,
okay.
So I want to see, you know, that's why I was asking you what date so I can buy some time and then, maybe I can work a few jobs and then I'll be able to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. If funds are tight right now, there's another option where you can cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So I obviously never recommend that unless it's a last resort, you know, because a website in and of itself typically won't bring you clients. You know, the value to
right.
what we do is getting the site's exposure. But
right.
if that's something that you feel would work, you know, naturally I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $299 to $49. But if you think
right.
that would work, I would get it overridden for you.
And so I would only owe $49?
Yeah, exactly. And that would be for the hosting of the site. Because right now, there's a big orange banner on the top of the site saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just
right.
supposed to be a little friendly reminder so that you call us and settle the payment. But
right.
sometimes a potential client might see that and they might think that you're out of business or something. So once the $49 goes through, that orange banner comes off within one business day.
Okay. And then what
mm-hmm.
if for whatever, you know, I still want the service later in the future, can I still call and do that or no?
Yeah, you'll still have an active account with us for the website hosting of 49 months a month. So you could always call back and reinstate the rest of the program.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. That would sound great.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, and by the way, as a side note, April just messaged me because I asked her that your video verification was not accepted. She said she's going to contact Google for other options to verify. So even though you're just going to the hosting, she's going to still work on that behind the scenes for you. So
right.
If we have any correspondence from Google of anything that's needed of you, we'll be contacting you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, are you able to do the 49 right now, say, on a different card, or do you still have to wait for the original replacement?
Let me send a text real quick.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm just going to adjust the invoice here. So I'll take off the local search engine optimization. I'll take off the Facebook ads. The call tracking greeting you paid for, but that was just a one time, so that'll stay on there. And then I'll change this to hosting for $49. Let me make sure it sticks. Perfect. Okay, it looks good now. It's showing $49 is due instead of the $299. So let me just fix the date on the invoice to show as today. That way I can still apply that extra 2 weeks on the back end for you. So, okay, so we're good to go there. And then if you need to text someone or get a number, I can wait for you.
Okay, no, I got the number now.
You got it. Okay, still Villa Campo for the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different? Still the same. Okay,
no,
perfect.
Same.
And then the card number when you're ready.
It's 5494.
5494, okay.
2921.
2921, mm-hmm.
4748.
4748.
7016.
7016. Okay, expiration?
0927.
927, and then the little code on the back?
665.
65, okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. Okay, good. That one worked. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that. Like I said, I'm applying that extra time on the back end. So if you have any questions, you can call us. And then what I'll do in the meantime is I will get with that verification department. And if anything else is needed, I'll contact you, okay?
I have a question. The website, like the domain, is that – do you know if I'm the owner of the domain or –
Let me look, because if you owned it when you signed up with us and just gave us credentials, then you're still the owner. We're just on there, building it and hosting it and maintaining it for you. If we purchase the domain, then you're not the owner of it.
Because I just wanted to double check, because I remember there was a company that contacted me and said if I wanted to be the owner, and then I paid some money, but I don't know if it's really, like was that legit or not?
No, because let me just look on your billing here. We offer, if we buy a domain for a client and then they ever want to part ways with us and they want to keep the domain, we offer to sell it to them for a one-time buyout of $99.
Okay.
I don't think that was someone from Local Splash, because I don't see that there was a $99 charge for the domain. Yeah, and keep in mind the $49 package is better because you have the site, the content, the hosting, the maintenance. If you do the $99, all you get is the domain, and then you have to take it somewhere else and build a new site. How much did you pay that other company for when they said that it was?
I think it was like $50 or something like that.
$50, okay, interesting. How long ago was that?
It was like a few months ago, I want to say like a month and a half ago.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to look at the notes to see. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not sure because it says here in the original client interview notes, do you need a website? Yes. Is client going to use their own domain? And the person you spoke with said did not discuss. When the technician called you back, they were building a site for you on richieshandymanservices.com. So let me check the emails that went out, because if that already was your domain, let's say you paid that company $50 and you already owned it, they would have sent you some emails asking for the credentials to the website so that we could get in. But if didn't give us the credentials, then that means that we bought it. So let me just look at these emails here. Facebook, accept Facebook page photos needed for optimization, call tracking number. Login credentials for your advanced reporting, but that's not for the site. See your new web. Yeah, it looks like we purchased the domain, because the only correspondence after you signed up was see your new web page. We didn't ask, for the login credentials. But if you ever, if you ever want to keep that, you always can for your business for that $99 buyout.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm so glad that I was able to help you, and have a really nice weekend coming up too, okay?
All right. Thank you, YouTube.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.